I'm Ralph Trapani. I'm with a company called Parsons Transportation Group. We're a consultant to RAFTA, working on a blended team for the Integrated Transportation Systems Plan.
What exactly is that?
So the Integrated Transportation Systems Plan is an effort to look at all of RAFTA's facilities, services, office spaces, rolling stock, and so on. And it's intended to project a vision for RAFTA in 20 years, out around 2035, to get an idea of the transportation landscape and whether there needs to be additional funding or, you know, how things look overall with RAFTA, both from the systems perspective and also from the various revenue sources they need to support that system. The initial work we did was extensive outreach, not only with the RAFTA board and the membership, but with the people who use the transit system. And what we heard from that outreach was status quo isn't enough. People want to see service improvements. People want to see electric buses. People want to see improvements to the park and ride. People want to see trail connectivity. So we developed more or less an improvements list of 70 projects off of that outreach. And that outreach has been going on for a year and a half now.
RAFTA is now considering proposing a mill levy tax in November 2018 because a lot of the funding that was from the state and federal sources is no longer as much as it used to be. And I was curious why that is. What's happened to those funding sources?
The funding for infrastructure in this country has been a challenge, in my opinion, since the interstate highway system was completed. My career was as a highway engineer building I-70 east and west of Rifle and in Glenwood Canyon. And on those projects, the federal government contributed 90 to 92% of the cost of the project. With the completion of the interstate, though, we entered into a new era of maintenance and rehabilitation. And the federal funds have kind of gradually dried up over the years. Programs have diminished. And now with the polarization in politics in Washington and also to some extent in Colorado and Denver, it's been very difficult to develop reliable revenue streams. And with all this uncertainty, it's very hard to plan for a 20-year vision or whatever. What that means is you just can't depend on the federal and the state funding. That pushes us into a need to look at local funding. And that's why the RAFTA board decided to take a look at the potential mill levy. Dan, you might want to talk about the RTA and your ability to collect a mill levy.
My name is Dan Blankenship, and I'm the CEO of RAFTA. Transportation authorities are authorized by state statute to levy up to 5 mils of property tax at a uniform rate within their member jurisdictions. RAFTA currently is authorized as well to levy up to 1%, a 1% sales tax and use tax within its member jurisdictions. We have maxed out in Carbondale at 1%. We've maxed out in Glenwood Springs at 1%. Newcastle's at 0.8% already. Eagle County's at 0.6%. Basalt is at 0.8%. And then up in Aspen, Pitkin County, and Snowmass are at 0.4%. So our ability to generate revenue from sales tax in the future is constrained because we wouldn't be able to do a region-wide election since two of our jurisdictions would have nothing to put into the kitty. We can use those remaining sales taxes that are authorized in those jurisdictions to do some specific projects for those communities in the future, but a region-wide sales tax election wouldn't be possible. So our best source of revenue on a region-wide basis would be to ask voters to approve a mill levy of from 1% to 5% to help offset the cost of bus replacements in the future, which is a big need that we have. We have 100 buses in the fleet. Just for general reference purposes, we estimate that 1 mil of property tax would generate about $3.75 million. But about 82% of that would be collected in Pitkin County, with the bulk of that coming in from Aspen, maybe Snowmass Village.
Now, we depend on people moving around and mobility for keeping the economic engine in this valley moving, you know, particularly the demand for workers in Aspen. Frankly, we're almost importing as many workers in Glenwood Springs. So we want to give people a good alternative, not only a safe and comfortable and efficient alternative, but an alternative that'll compete with the travel time of a single occupancy vehicle. And frankly, I believe that RAFTA is one of the few regional entities that's concerned about congestion and working towards it now. CDOT did an excellent job on the Grand Avenue Bridge. That's a great project. But I don't expect to see CDOT coming in with large congestion management projects in the future. They spent $500 million in Glenwood Canyon, $250 million $1 million widening Highway 82, $135 million on the Grand Avenue Bridge. So I think it's going to be up to the regional entities and the local communities, like the individual towns, held together by RAFTA and the RAFTA system to provide mobility choices and keep the economic engine running, yet control the growth of traffic and try to manage congestion.
You know, RAFTA is, it's the second biggest transit system in Colorado, and it's the largest rural transit system in the United States. The reason why we have the system that we do is that we've had visionary leaders that realized that over time, the region was going to develop, and there was going to be a need to move people from one point to the next.
Is there any danger that if this mill levy doesn't pass, that RAFTA might have to cut back on services that people have gotten used to?
You know, as we get out a few more years, we get into a situation where we either run our buses beyond their useful life, or we have to try to rein in our services to a certain extent so we throw off more revenue that we can put into capital replacement. You know, potentially somewhere in about $3 million worth of cuts that we need to make from our regional services. And while we have a $35 million operating budget, $3 million is about a 10% cut. 40% of those costs is related to services we provide for the city of Aspen and Glenwood Springs and the ski company. And we don't really control those services. So the balance of our budget is what we have to work with, which represents maybe 60% of total cost. Then we've got to take $3 million out of that. And that's a big number, because as we start to cut the services back, we also lose fare revenue. So it's kind of a spiraling effect of service cuts.